I think, Mr. Chairman, what we're trying to do, can we just then pass 5 weeks on the graces of Eugene Muscovy? I think we'll put to be 26. But 20 through 25, I think, was on all of the graces of Eugene Muscovy Gemara. So I hope they were enjoyable. And I think tonight and next week, I think next week will be the last year for the season. So then we'll pick up after the summer again. So we'll try to do a smaller topic tonight. Comes up on that line, keep going straight, and then next week hopefully we'll do Berachas Erusin, which is as much of it as we can do in 1 week. That comes up afterwards. Okay, so let's turn to, because you have Gemaras, the Gemara Ksuvos of Zayin and Aleph. Sabav, which is all the Gemaras about the Bishin and Miskavian issues. We get at the end, I'll try to say, of course, I think we will have time. Let's not go over that we referred to before. Okay. Gemara that Zayin Amaral, second line on top. Rabbi Ami Shara Lamival Betzila B'Shabbos. This entire Gemara, if you remember, was discussing how it got into the issue of Davishim Miskavim, the Greats, etc. It was all about the issue of Bia Rishona on Shabbos. That was the Gemara for three blocks talking about that, and along the way discusses many other topics. The Gemara on that Zayin Amaral. On top, Rabbi Ami Shara Lamival Betzila B'Shabbos. Rabbi Ami allowed a certain couple to have Bia Rishona on Shabbos, which, by the way, is Halachah L'Maaseh. That's what we postulate, where it says on the bottom of the Zayin Aleph. That's what Rabbi Ami postulates. Amar Li Rabbanan, Rabbanan said Rabbi Ami, B'Halo Siva K'tuvasa. How could you have allowed Bia Rishona on Friday night? The woman didn't have her ksuba yet. There was no ksuba written. How could there be a Bia Rishona? We'll talk about what the problem is in a minute. Amar Lahu, Atzvesuha Metalkalin. Those are the two key words that we're going to discuss tonight. So the answer to Rabbanan, don't worry. He was Matzis. He designated Metalkalin for her ksuba. Again, it's very unclear exactly what that means. Let's just translate it as that he was Matzis. He designated Metalkalin for her. But even before we get to what that line means, what was the problem with the Gemara? And whether Rabbanan asked Rabbi Ami, how could it be that they were they had the Rishon on Friday night, followed Ksuba Ksubasa? What's the matter? So why is it so bad if she didn't have her Ksuba yet? Why? Right, thank God. Could somebody be married without a Ksuba? Oh, a person could be fully married. A Ksuba has nothing to do with a marriage ceremony. I mean, it has to do, we read the ksuba, of course, there's a ksuba rashi, which says you should read the ksuba under the chuppah, so the chadsh and the eretz and the nisuin. But really, the ksuba has nothing to do with the marriage. She could be fully married without a ksuba. But, hetzer via, the allowance to live with one's wife, that requires a ksuba. I remember a harusa of mine 2 years ago, he moved from an apartment to an apartment, lost his ksuba along the way. Some of the movers and that. They have to get something called a Sharad Suba de Irkisa. Irkisa means lost in Aramaic. The Sharad Suba de Irkisa. He was married. His marriage never stopped. So that day he had to go to the Rav and get a new Suba. So Suba, though, is not part of the marriage ceremony. Something always very important to remember. But a person is not allowed to live with his wife without a Suba. And so they said there's a Mishnah. The Parish Mishnah. If you have Gemara, the Mishnah is Afnun Dal in the days. The first Mishnah in the fifth Parak. Quotes the Shita of Rabbi Meir, which is a very powerful language. Remember, considering most Rishonim hold that Ksuba is Midrabanan. Takana Ksuba is Midrabanan, so that it's not easy for a man to divorce his wife. But even with that background, listen to Rabbi Meir's language. Rabbi Meir Omer, the last three lines of the Mishnah. Kol hapokis v'ksuba mimasayim l'amana mana harezu v'ilas znut. If a woman doesn't have a proper ksuba, it's a bias nus, he's a rabbanon. But still, that language, a bias nus, is very strong. So, that's how we know from that mitzvah. So, one is not allowed to live with their wife without a ksuba. That's what the rabbanon, going back to that line, that's what the rabbanon was screaming at Rabbi Ami. How could you allow Bia Rishona? Fine, there's no issue of sick ratio, there's no issue about the Bia Rishona itself, but they didn't have a ksuba yet. So, that's what the Gemara's problem. So, the answer is, Asfesuha Metalfluin. He designated Metalfluin. What does that mean? Let's first see Rashi. Rashi says, Asasua Metalfili, Tenu third skinny line, fourth skinny line, Asasua Metalfili, Tenula Metalfilin Tachat Yoga Dimashkon, Vashibi Ksubasa, Ati Yichsevu Star Ksubasa Vashibi Karkos. So what did he tell them? Give her Metalfilin as a mashkon, as a collateral, as, you know, so that he was machne her. where we have the youth that give us hope we get to do one day, called Balcho Kone Mashkon. And when you give a mashkon, a collateral to somebody, it's not just down, he has to hold it, but he has no kinyanim on it. Halachically, he owns it in a certain way. Major three-way, four-way machlokes is shown. Exactly how much does a Balcho, if I owe you money, and I give you the mashkon to hold on to, you know, how much do you own it? Is it like a matana manasma hachzir? That's what some are showing today. You are going to get it back, but still, like we're passing by certain things, matana manasma hachzir is good. Like by lulav, I can give you matana manasma hachzir. So there's a big question about mashkon, but either way, mashkon is the Kenyan. He was machne her the kalkulin for the tshuva, meaning he moved the tshuva until she got the money eventually. That's what the Gemara says. That's the end of the story of the Gemara. So the one question that we're going to deal with today, again, it's a small topic, but we'll just try to do it all. And that is one major question that the Gemara, all the Rishonim asked on this Gemara. And if you want to suggest it, what's the question on this Gemara? Again, think of the story. You allowed the Rishonim to have this, or why don't they happy to do it? So then he said, don't worry, he was talking to him for this Talmud, and therefore that solved all the problems. So the Zishiyadik Tzuba. Oh. Here's the topic, Kinyanim B'Shabbos. We know, I'm saying, but because you made the sheet. That's how you put the sheet. But anyway, so all of these owners, half of ask the same question. You look on the first page of the packet, the Mishnah in Beisa. This is Beisa lists different categories. What, Mavda Midrabanan?
Yeah.
I don't know if we would go that far. But there's a concept of Mavda Midrabanan. But at least on a Midrabanan level, there's not a full marriage. Even though we know the soup is not part of the marriage ceremony, she's saying something. You're saying something. I don't know how we go that far. Correct. No, the Snide does end up having to pay or something happens, so it was just even without a ksuba. There were places that they didn't write a ksuba. But the fact that for the man, the dinder of having a ksuba, some places didn't write them. So the whole Tanam is up to it. But that din was to say, at least according to how we talk it, we're supposed to be there, that it's not a full, it's like a be'ilas nut, because a ksuba creates a certain context. Great certain relationship, a ksuba, and we're not going to get to discuss this on that field, but a ksuba reflects a certain commitment that the husband has to his wife. And if that commitment is not there, so then, you know, that's lacking in their entire relationship. But I don't know if I would go so far as to say there's a monster major about it. I'm not sure. Okay. Yes. He could have, but it was not. I'm saying, but giving, well, he gave her a metalcon. He couldn't write that from Malacha Daraisa. He could have given it before, but it wasn't. It was Shabbos. Right, this is a story. Obviously, if all things being equal, they would have should have written it before and given it before, and it would have been fine. That's not what happened. So, that's the question that all of you showed him in. So, it's based on the Mishnah and the Gemara in Beis and towards the end of the Masechta. The Talmud Bava and the Beis. If you look on page one of your packet, the Mishnah says, okay, three categories that the Mishnah has. Things that the Gemara, the Mishnah calls Shvut, Rishus, and Mitzvah. What are the, I just underlined the three titles. The Shvut in this Mishnah means things that have nothing to do with any kind of Mitzvah. Some things that you want to do. These three following things are asking you to Rabbanon. The whole one, the Elon, you can climb a tree. That's an Itzvah to Rabbanon of Kosher. You climb a tree, you're violating Kosher and Rabbanon. Because of the Zera that you might rip off a branch. Well, Rochon Agave the Hema, any his conscience with an animal. This is a Mishnah that's about touching animals. So, hopefully, she was walking dogs on Shabbos and Yantis. But really, dancing and singing. Somebody told me a few weeks ago about dancing on Shabbos and Yantis, where Moshe doesn't think of Bahakel. But, at least in the olden days, Tosos already says we do it. Tosos will the Lamed and Beza. But all these things are often in Rabbana, because you might be in the slacking place here, you might be all these things. Category one. It has nothing to do with any mitzvah, but it's often in Rabbana. Elohim Mishum Rishus. These next things are Mishum Rishus, not a full mitzvah. And the Gemara, not our issue now, but the Gemara discusses why they're not mitzvah. It talks about, you know, how to judge. Well, Darnav, but Makachin, right? You don't get married. Kedushin, but Makachin, but Makachin. Elim Misha Mitzvah. In the third category, the following things are Misha Mitzvah, and you're still not allowed to do them on Shabbos and Yantif. Lo Ma'ishin, you can't give something to Hektus on Shabbos and Yantif. Lo Ma'arichin, Lo Ma'arichin. Even though it's a very honorable thing to be give certain somebody's value, give your value to the Beis HaMikdash. But still, you're not allowed to do that on Shabbos and Yantif. Lo Ma'arichin, Shumah Ma'ishin, you can't be Ma'arichin, Shumah Ma'ishin on Shabbos and Yantif as well. We'll get back to that a little bit later. Okay, so the Gemara goes through each of these Isurei Derabanan. If you look on the next page, the next daf and Beis HaMikdash, on the Zayin of an Aleph, the Elohim Misha Mitzvah, where it's underlined, Lo Ma'ishin, Lo Ma'arichin, Lo Ma'arichin. The Rosh Hashanah say, what's the reason you can't be machzir something on Shabbos and Yantif? Or you can't machrimin, you can't say something as a chayrim for the Beis HaMikdash? Gzeira misha mekach u'memkar. Right? It's a gzeira misha mekach u'memkar. It's a gzeira because of business. What exactly does that mean, that it's a gzeira about business? So Rashi here quotes two important gzeiras. What does it mean, gzeira misha business? We're on page 2 in the Rashi. Misha mekach u'memkar. So Dilamekach Umemkar Damu. It's similar to business, giving something to the Beis HaMikdash. Shemotzi Merishuso L'Rishus Hektish. You're taking something out from your Rishus to Rishus Hektish, that's similar to a business deal. Business deal, I sell you something, I buy something. So too, this is similar to a business deal, and that's why they asked it on Shabbos. Umekach Umemkach Asher Min HaTorah. Zechsev, Nimzal Chetzach HaDabar Dabar. As it says, Pasuk min haMikra, not min haTorah, the Davar Davar. Right, Pasuk in Yisrael, Nun Ches, all the Pesukim about Chavit Shabbos, Onik Shabbos, and the Chesed, Yisrael Nun Ches, Nach, Menucha. If you remember what Parak in Yisrael, but so is all the Pesukim in Yisrael or Yisrael Nun Ches deal with Shabbos. Anyway, that's the first day in Rashi, because it's similar to Mekach Umemkar. You're mostly Rishus Lishus. Inami Rashi says Mekach Umemkar Asi Viday Tziva Shari Mechino. Right, Asi Zera Shem. So what are these two deos here? Rashi has two deos about the Yiddish. How can we you know, formulate the difference between these two deos? Can you help me out here? Well, the case that you're talking about is your Rishus to Hektus, the Beis HaMikdash is Rishus. Shemotzi Mirishus to Rishus, right, that's what Rashi says. Oh, we're going to talk about that. That's related. This has the longest book and also has also a nice application. But what's the difference between the two days of Rashi? Oh. In other words, what we're going to say, and that is, according to the first day in Rashi, there's an inherent problem. The inherent problem of this act. This act is Mekach u'Memkar, and that's what the Rabbanan on Shabbos. This is mostly Mirishus for Rishus. Inherently, it's problematic. That's one type of Issa Rabbanan. The second one is very different. Zera Shema Yavo. Inherently, there's nothing wrong with this act being masticated. If you do this, you might record it in your record. Right on the record, I gave this thing to the Beis HaMikdash. But inherently, there's nothing wrong. There's two very different ways of looking at what the Gemara says. Is something inherently wrong with it? Or is it just Shema Yavo? What about the Anafkamina between these two? Huh? Okay, if you have a certain type of case, but you, if certain types of transactions, what kind of case? What do you mean in a minute? Most people record them. But there are certain types of transactions that you don't record. Okay, but people record them.
To verify yourself.
I'm saying, so, in Achi, but the Gemara says the same way, Shanda, actually. Stupid, you just did it. Talks about you're allowed to do stuff. It's bonus on mitzvah, mutzvah, machasim, b'shabbat. Toskin, stuff, aniyim, b'shabbat. You're allowed to do things. Oh, so we'll talk about that. But let's say, I'll give you another example. This is what the pre-motion suggests on the next page 3. Pre-motion Segal. He talks about these 2 days in Rashi. But he says, what about Hefker? Can you be Maskir something on Shabbos and Yantif?
According to the first reason,
what do you
say?
According to the first reason,
you know, because
it's a problem.
From your right, it's a problem.
Oh.
Because according to the second one, it's not a problem.
Oh.
You're not going to start with two.
Oh, so now you can say maybe it's not so simple. So let me just.
The
Remember, that case over there is getting her stupid. Now, we're going to get back to that in a minute. But let me just formulate what Michael said. Michael said at first, maybe here's what the pre-motion says, that Hepker is calling our Hakibra. If you say, the according to the first day of Rashi, the reason this is a Mechachomemkar on Shabbat is because most senior Rishus to Rishus, per se, if something switches Rishuyos on Shabbat, boom, it's also Midra Abanim to Mechachomemkar. Hepker switches Rishus. There's a whole issue. How do you look at Hefker? Again, Sefer Shir. Is Hefker the Rishus of everybody? The Rishus of nobody? The potential Rishus of the future buyer? The past Rishus of the one who got rid of it? Again, there's a lot of great formulations to be shown. But anyway, it's definitely not the same Rishus that it was before I left your Rishus. So that would be awesome. But if you say what Michael said, that it's a din of, you might write, you know, record things that you're not here. So that's why it might be telling you that. But Mike is saying maybe it's not so simple. Maybe, you know, even according to the first day of Rashi, it's still not Zomil Mechachomemkar. You know, maybe the assumption of Moshe's point is that Rashi's first day doesn't mean, per se, switching Rishuyos is a problem. Switching Rishuyos in the context of, like, a business deal, so that would be a problem. But switching Rishuyos, done, that wouldn't be a problem. So again, in a finami, but it's possible to say that this Nafkamina between the two days of Rashi would be Hefker, and hopefully maybe we'll see another Nafkamina a little later on. So Ma'arichin already might be, it's a good question, but Ma'arichin might be the money in your pocket, the value of like the $40, whatever, already is like into the Rishon Hakdash, the Tzedek Abayi. I'm Russell Gavolk, Mr. Russell had your dummy. That's what it says, that it's a beautiful Yerushalmi in Kedushin. Right, we know that it's very easy to get things to the Beis HaMikdash. I'm Russell Gavolk. Same thing to the Beis HaMikdash can Mr. Russell Hedger. If I want to give her a Binyan Tzadik, so I have to actually give it. I can't just say, it's yours, and it's still in my pocket. I have to do a kenyan. But if I say, this 10 belongs to the Beis HaMikdash, boom, the Beis HaMikdash says, why? The Yerushalmi says, well, some are Malala. Really, everything, the natural state that it belongs to him. So if I relinquish my power, okay, naturally goes back. Dustin, what do you mean? But if the Beis HaMikdash is going back to the natural state, you know, then you don't need that. But yes, so I'm sorry. Right. Maybe according to that second day. These are things that are usually recorded. You record it during your balance of checkbook. Right? You record things that what things that Libra shows are. Right, exactly. Yeah. What do you mean? You write it by oath? I'm thinking, because Hefker, I would think, is something just like, it's meaningless to me. You don't care. You're just getting rid out of your rishus. You don't record, like, let's say, the money you give in shul for the, in the stuff about. That's not Hefker, but I'm thinking, but it's a muscle. You know, it's the money that you don't, you know, you put it out of your mind, and you're not thinking of that. If you give a check to it, you know, then send it. Yeah. Right. Bonus will miss, but not actual kinyan. Because bonus is, okay, so, you know, that's, or not just you're doing more than hesitating. You're saying I'm going to give $100.
Right.
You know, so then in Erechin, it might be more automatic. I would say, because Erechin means I say that I'm going to give Michael values to the Beit HaMikdash. So automatically, that money in my pocket might go to Beit HaKavayah. The Isser is an Isser Durabana, not the whole Michael Kometer. Because maybe that the money in my pocket has already changed the shuk. Or whatever, in my house. I mean, because it's Erechin. Erechin isn't just saying, I will give. Erechin is you're doing something. So that's saying, I will give. Erechin is not that. In my reason means you can't say, because what the Lashon of Erechin is, Hared, Zimei, whatever, Allah. You'll get the Erechin to touch it in a few months. Right? So Zimei, whatever, Ha'omer, Miskalo, Allah. There's a difference between Erechin and Haramim. There's a different Prakim and Erechin to talk about. But, okay, whatever it is, you do something today. So you've done it already. It's not just like promising to do something.
So here's the rest of what Mike is saying, though, then there should never be a problem with giving him a ton on time.
Okay, we'll talk about it. But in Akhirami, there are those that say that. Right.
If I see someone in senior business
where a man's not, you're trying to answer up already for the Through the tape? Okay, so we'll get back to the question, and then say your question again. But now we're just still in the background. So in the background for the question, and then we'll come back. Okay. Anyway, so this is the Mishnah and the Gemara in Beitza, and these are 2 days of Rashi. Hopefully we'll get back to it. Maybe Hefker is an Afkamina, maybe not. But anyway, based on this Mishnah and Gemara, all the Rishon, the Rabban, the Rishon, the Rabban, the Rush, everybody, what's our Gemara talking about? He was Machneh, heard he's a Talpurin, because he didn't give her a Ksuba before, he didn't write a Ksuba beforehand. How could he give it on Shabbos and Yantar? This is Rabbanan. There's still one Mishnah and Rabbanan, he could violate a Mishnah and Rabbanan? Everybody asked that question. All the Rishon and Rabban asked that question. I just gave you a similar Gemara, which we'll just go through quickly, where a parallel idea comes up. It's a Gemara where a king takes place on Shabbos and Yom Kippur. All the Rishonim say, "How could it be? How could it be?" So I'm going to see different answers, basically the same question. Some of the Rishonim here, some of the Rishonim in Beitza, are about Yizai. Would it be a Mitzvah of Avera? The question, how do you define Mitzvah of Avera? Some Rishonim say Mitzvah of Avera is only by Chesed Shal Mitzvah. No, there's no Chesed Shal Mitzvah here, then you would say. Some say, wouldn't it be Mitzvah of Shofar? Okay, so so we just did an Eretz Hashilin, so we're Zofet. I'm about to design of an Aleph, we're Zofet to discuss the Gemara about Eretz Hashilin. Whole second American basis, it's all about Eretz Hashilin. So Yivoy Elohu, Mitzlohi Nir, Heirubi Hashilin, Hu Ne'asar V'Kim Ko Ne'asar, or Dilma, Hu Ne'asar V'Ein Kim Ko Ne'asar. Let's say somebody, the Mazes, didn't put an Eretz Hashilin. Like, you want, I don't worry about Hachana, I'm not going to put an Eretz Hashilin. And all of a sudden, Shabbos, he wants to tshuva, and he wants to figure out what he's allowed to do. So he is an Eretz Hashilin, so who Nassar? So fine, he cannot cook, because he specifically was on the bowl, but the Kimcha Nassar, is all his flour, all of his ingredients in his house are also Nassar? Oh, Dilma, or do you say, who Nassar ain't Kimcha Nassar? Or do you say, no, only his stuff is Nassar, but you could use his food, his flour could be used. So what am I not to be now? La aknuye kimcho la acherim. Meaning, ketibi makne, Rashi says, in Sarah Lossi's in Matana, where it's underlined, as kimcho, the acherim mutar mafos of Lossi's folk. Could he be makne, his ingredients, to somebody else, and they'll cook for him? While it's in his possession, that the Gemara assumes, the shore. If he didn't send Eretz Hashilin, he can't use his stuff. But if he gives it to somebody else, is there a shame iser that remains in the ingredients? So it's an Iyamitu Nassar became for Nassar. If you say that his stuff is Nassar, Torah, Lakhmi, he can pull out favor. If you say his stuff is Nassar, then he has to be Machina it, and then somebody can cook for him. So then it's not his stuff anymore. But the Iyamitu Nassar became for Nassar, but if you say his stuff is not Nassar, then he wouldn't have to. People would just be able to come into his house, use the ingredients, and cook for him. So my Shema, Bitlaniya Ferb Nashilan, Arzaliyofa, Vlivash, Vyamin, etc. And it says, Kesedu Osef, Makne Kimcho, Vachayrim, what should he do? He should be Maknez, Vachayrim, 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 who Nassar, Vachayrim, 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 says it must be that his time up is open Nassar, because the Brisa says that he has to be Maknez to his friend. I love all the Rishonim. How could he give a machna on Yantiv? Same thing. Our Gemara, how could he give a machna? How could he give it the designate the stuff on the Shabbos? The Gemara that Yantiv, but it's the same halach. Those are the two areas in Shas where the Rishonim ask the same question. Kimgar Gemara is that it's Friday night. Rabbani allows the couple to have beer Rishon on Friday night. So everybody say, one second, they didn't have a ksuba. The fine beer Rishonah. So he says, okay, he was machna in the kalpulim. That's the lesson of the Gemara. And the Rishonim assume that to mean he designated something for her ksuba. Rashi says he made it a machzon, because he has her ksuba. He did some type of kenyan. So the question is, how could he have done that kenyan? How could he have done that kenyan? So let's see a number of the different answers. So turning the page to page 5 in your packet, the Rizvah. The Rizvah quotes two answers. So it'll be our job to first analyze each one, and then try to figure out what's the Nekuda, what's the Svara, why each one didn't hold like the other one. It's very interesting. Now, by the way, it's the Tzuma Tafelin. Yates appears here. Line 1. So you have to be Sena Mibojo. It's a sad, even though it doesn't sound that way in the Gemara, it was a few minutes before Shabbos. Right before Shabbos. The Sharm Sena Bahalacha, Rabbi Groen, says, maybe he was even Ben Ashmash. He's saying, with Shvud, from Akamitz, Ben Ashmash. In it, Lamaite wasn't really Shabbos. That's Rizvah's first answer. The evil of Shabbos, also Akos came. The Havel Konik Yehi B'Shabbos, Shri Watzer, Akivu V'Var Mitzvah, Helen Kein B'Shabbos Dukhko. Basically, the Rikva says, the question is a Kasha, and therefore you got to reread the Gemara. Sounds like it happened on Shabbos, but there is a chance. The rest of that is before Shabbos, right before Shabbos. Oh, so we'll see some Rishonim to say that, but even so, the question is Peruvu being fulfilled now? Is it a Hechter Mitzvah? Is it also be a Rishonah, even if you say? Right, first step, enough to tell anybody, and most will be a Hechter Mitzvah. And what about her? Not a Mitzvah of her, only a Mitzvah of him. So if she's being Konah, you know, does it help? She's doing this, but she's not. But maybe that's what the Mitzvah says. The Mitzvah says it's a good Pasha. I don't have an answer in the first day, so it must have happened on Erisha. That's the first day. But then the Mitzvah says, going to line 7, Aval Ein Zarfakas. You don't really have to make this a Kimsa. The Hacha Eino Mashkon Gomor. Even though, I don't say this for Rashi, but even though, you know, some of the earlier sources say it's even a real Mashkon, a collateral, it really wasn't given as a mashkon. How is it just not right to become? He basically did something to make her rely upon him that he's a good guy and he can take care of her, and if something happens in the future, you know, so then he's there for her. And he's committing himself. But he didn't actually really do the kinyan. There wasn't a kinyan mashkon. Ain't no mashkon gomor. How about he's on track? Show up. Right, if tomorrow in the end of Shabbos, that if you don't trust somebody, she'll leave your talus next to him, basically to make sure that you know I'm going to come back. That's all it was. It wasn't really a mashkon gomor. Oh, okay. Yes. Sorry? Oh, for candy malt. That's for Mayor Sheets. That's the Bilas Nut. Can I hope he's... See, but this is, he's giving her something that's in lieu of, you know, the 200. Symbolic of the 200, so she can't be Mokelas. That's what we talking. She can't be Mokelas. But this is, you know, he's symbolically designating it for her, but he wasn't really knocking it to her. But based on your question, let me ask you. I mean, but you're hitting the nail on the head. So what's the Gudas of Machlokas between the 2 days of the Ritzvah? What's behind? Why did the first day like the second day? Why did the second day like the first day? Okay, the second day didn't like the first day because it was a new Kimsa. Doesn't sound like it was Erev Shabbos. But exactly, that's your point. Why didn't the first day like the second day? Yeah, meaning what?
Oh.
Oh, so I think definitely I agree with David, but I think this is going to formulate a little differently. Maybe what the focus is behind these 2 days is what is needed for Tshuva. Meaning what's the lowest standard that we would accept to be Yosezine the Mitzvah of Tshuva. According to the first day, you can't just make her feel good. That's not what Tshuva is about. You need a bona fide commitment. Bona fide commitment means a document that is kind of you. Or a real mashkon. Give her a mashkon, a real collateral, it's hers. Again, a statistical psycho, ksuba, yet enachinami. It's meant so that she should have smicha zah. But you need something bona fide in halacha, hilchos kinyanim. So the first thing it says, since that's what you need, I don't have a good answer. It's gotta be Erev Shabbos. Because that's what you need for hilchos ksuba. Masha Enkin, the second answer might hold. You don't need something official for ksuba. The point of ksuba is that she has smichas das. So she is confident that she's marrying a nice guy. She's marrying a guy who's going to take care of her if something's going to happen. So that's why the second day I had the leeway and the flexibility to say, you know, it wasn't a real Kenyan. It wasn't a real Kenyan. But that might be what's behind the 2 days. How much and how rigid are you in terms of what you need for ksuba? In a finami, the best thing is to have a star that says, I owe this woman 200 zuzim. See, but what's the lowest standard? So according to the first day, you can't have anything lower. Unless it's because of a real king. It's got to be Arshad. The second day of might, the reason that the second day of might say what it be allowed to say what it says, of course, it has a more flexible view in terms of what is needed for a suit. But there is, though, just one big question. Yes.
You said earlier that
the suit
was
to
hard
to
divorce
the wife. Right. But she is on the man. I think hard, but it's a combination. Hard to divorce, and therefore so that the woman has a smicha das. So that she feels good. She knows that she can be divorced in any day. That's what the Gemara even talked about. You can't, like, if you look at the interesting history of Ketubah, if you look at the land stop in the seventh parish, sorry, the land stop in the eighth parish, in the days and the days, it talks about the whole history of Ketubah. First, they used to keep the Ketubah in her house, in her father's house. Then they kept the Ketubah in his father's house. Then they put it on the table. The whole history about it. Well, problems because she was upset, she's going to divorce me, she doesn't like me, he's already given me the Ketubah. Until they came to this this idea that he's mishtabed all of his mechassim, right, in a shot. But it's, this is with a combination of his chiyuv, but to make her conscious. Yes. I'm saying you want to. I'm saying, but the problem of it, they're trying to answer is that you're not going to write, obviously. But there's an issur d'rabbanan to do something that's not writing because you might come to write. So kinyanim generally were offered on Shabbos because you might come to record it. So this answer of the issur is saying you don't really do opinion. That's why there's no issur.
Okay, no, I'm just saying
no, the kinyan is so that they can live together. That's basically why they're trying to do this kinyan. But you want them to live together, but you don't want to violate the drabbanan of kinyan and bishan. That's why you're stuck. And they're going to write another tshuva after Shabbos. But this is at least to allow them to live together. So according to the Ritva, it's not a real kinyan, but it's enough to allow them to live together. She has her smichasah. And you'll need something bona fide in her hand in order to let them live together. In a chinami, but I think once Rabbanan answered the question, the return is that once Rabbanan answered kinyanim on Shabbos, and they answered, if it's going from me to you or you to me, that is usher on Shabbos. Even if it's in the circumstance when you might not write, they answered kinyanim on Shabbos. Right? That's what we're going to talk about, giving my son in shul to our mitzvah boy. But it was like a low quote type of sakana. Even though in this case they might not, but it's still a deal. Okay, anyway, those are the first two answers of the Rishonim. Just an interesting, I didn't give it to you, but if you look at related to the mashkon comment that I made before, the Ritva says it wasn't even really a mashkon, so don't worry about it. The Ra'ah in the Sifrei Kubetzes has the same exact answer, but he has just a little different. He says, it was only a mashkon. So that's why it was good enough for her to have smichas da'as. And he doesn't say it wasn't a full mashkon, because it was only a mashkon. In other words, he must have a lower understanding of what a mashkon is. But it's enough for him to say it was only a mashkon, and therefore it wasn't a real kinyan. The Ritva says if it was a real mashkon, it would be a problem. That's what he has to say. It wasn't even really a mashkon. Just a threat. Okay. A third answer to this question. So we have the first two. We have the, maybe it was really on Friday, or maybe it wasn't a real mashkon. A third answer is in the Ran. So I didn't give it to you, but it's in the Ran on that basis, and I'll go and read it inside to save time. Ron Ketubah says, about the mitzvah. About the mitzvah. Like the Ritva rejected, but the Ran says about the mitzvah here. The here is about the mitzvah. The Arizona is a mitzvah, even separate from the Puravu issue. When I was throwing Puravu. It's a mitzvah hitiru to be kone, makne, and kone, kinyanim, on Shabbos. The Mordechai, yes, sir. But that's true, but, sorry? Right, in Akinami, that's why the Ritva said, the Chukka, he has to understand those cases as maybe they can be done at another time. Here, you know, Lamaisa, they're married, and in Akinami, that's a tension, that's a problem. The Mordechai, though, says, by the way, this is how we survive on Sukkot, with this answer. I'm like, I miss the Hebrew, but what happens? You know, nowadays, we're all asked when we have six lulavim for all the people in our family. But in the old days, you know, they have one lulav for every town. You know, so how could the... Right, how could the Zilma go and give it to a Chaim Ozer and Zilma? You know, they only have one Ezbul and Esrig in town. The answer is not the mitzvah. That's what the Mordechai says. Right, and look at this is the Mordechai in Beitza. Ubahag yitiru lahaklas biyantat misha mitzvah. The Chaylul, the Esrog, Yotzin behen, Ko, Ha'am, Al Yedei, Batan Amanas Lahaksir. The Chvas, the Konin, the Molosha Moe, the Chilu B'Shabbat. Anyway, that's what the Mordechai says, the Masa Mitzvah. Makam mitzvah, meaning in a chinami, after bad, the makam mitzvah, you have to formulate that like as follows. The makam mitzvah, Rabbana never said it was after. That's usually what we say. It's only this is Rabbana to start off with. The makam mitzvah, Rabbana never meant there's zera to stand in this way. Interesting, how do you define the makam mitzvah? I don't remember. The Gemara talks about it. What does the Gemara say about Shuksan? Is that Lachem? I don't remember. It's in the first Gemara. It's at the end of the second paragraph. I don't know. This is my first Gemara, so I'm going to say. Okay. The interesting discussion, I'm not going to read it just to save time, I want to get to some of the wonders at the end. I gave you a tshuva of Rav Avadia Yosef, which is on page 8A, A, B, and A, C. It's like one of those exits that was added, you have to have a letter. Okay, A, B, and C. So he talks about the minhag Yisrael to give Bar Mitzvah Boy Matana on Shabbos, so he goes through the whole discussion. So he, at one point, on the first page, he says, maybe Malka Mitzvah has a very, on the 8A, maybe Malka Mitzvah has a very wide-ranging definition. You know, if you're going to give the boy a sefer, he's going to learn it, and it's going to encourage him to learn, and you're going to give a chassan a present, l'hazil torah v'l'hazir, to give him encouragement, he's going to not my son, either the Bar Mitzvah. So that's why maybe he thinks that even without the whole issue of calling it after Shabbos, this whole thing, which he said, what Hasidah wants to do, he's also saying before Shabbos, but even the people who don't, you know, they only go down to Memphis or whatever, the rabbi gives the kid on Shabbos, nothing before, nothing after, he's a mitzvah, he's here, maybe it's even good. Totally, mutter, according to these Rishonim. So it depends how wide is your Mishra Mitzvah. So that's the third answer that we have. Another interesting answer given is, I think this is the last one we're going to do, and I'm going to get to the next part, and that is that of the Meiri in Beis. The Meiri in Beis. Meiri in Beis, on page 7 and 8, he quotes, this is the Eir Tashilin Gemara that we mentioned. He asked the question, how do they give a Kenyan? And then he says, the last two words on the page, the aim lachush lahakna kazu biyantif shahare matana miyavayad he shalok kederach kinyan. Matana shayin, says the Meiri. Kinyanim, transactions are asur on Shabbos and Yantif. Gift giving is not asur on Shabbos and Yantif. That's the sheet of the Meiri. Some other Rishonim quoted, or Rav Yosef quotes those Rishonim also, but that is known as the sheet of the Meiri, that there is no shayin matana. Giving a matana is mutter, that was never included in the Zera. Oh, so you tell me. So what's his wonder? Does he hold like one of the teachers of Rashi? Does it work for either of them? What do you say? What did Rashi say? According to Rashi's first day, Right? Look, right? According to the first day, this might be a second Afkamina. We said Hesper was Afkamina. According to Matana, so look over, if we say that the first day of Rashi is Sabir Shusla or Shusla, it make a difference. Should be author. But if you say Shir Shem Yipshul, then it's possible that, you know, it could be, even though we check off, you know, we check off that we gave the gift. We don't specifically record it in our money set. So that's why we just make sure we don't have to worry about the gift. But anyway, so maybe this is the second Hakamina between the 2 days of Rosh. Okay, that is all part one. Let's get into part two now, which we only have 15 minutes for, but it's just an interesting part. There's a famous topic of Rabbi Akiva Eiger. And I gave you that topic, and I skipped, just the Halacha L'maisa on page 9, gave you the Shmir Shabbos, who said you shouldn't give a gift on Shabbos and Yantif unless there's a Tzara. It comes up a lot of times. You know, let's say you go, we eat at each other's house for Shabbos and Yantif, we want to bring a bottle of wine, trying to give a gift, and sometimes on Friday we get to bring it over, but let's say we don't. It's crazy, Friday, winter. You bring it over on Shabbos day. You have a couple of possibilities. We'll have Pila. Either I should give it to another person on Friday, be zolke it for them, that's not only still befanus, I can give it to my wife, that's the same rishus. But I can give it to my neighbor and say, be zolke it for my friend who I'm going to, and then I can bring it to you and say, by the way, this is yours from yesterday. That's one. Or when I bring it over, I could say, you know, this is mine, but let's share it. I'm not giving it to you, but we're all going to get together. Or, because you can't say, like, you can it after time, because you're going to use the one here. So, again, any of the... Sorry? Right, I'm thinking, go get at it. But we don't, I'm saying we don't, not all Rishonim agree with that. We'll start off Mitzvah. I don't return, like Jesse said, the Mitzvah is talking about Mitzvah. So we should try the Hasidus to get out of the problem. Yeah. In a Kinani, but again, not all Rishonim agree with Maka Mitzvah and Yeshiva. Yeah. Right, so it's hard whether he's giving a matana. I mean, he just says atzusul matalfoli. You don't have to say mashka. You know, so right. That's why. Okay. Anyways, let's get to the Rabbi Akiva Eiger. Akiva Eiger is more well known, and the Har Sinai Ephraim is less well known. Rabbi Akiva Eiger is a following subject. Right, we know there's an issue that Rukinegar was talked about when Eric Pesach called Yom Shabbos, and he talked about many different issues. Rukinegar has the following topic. We know there's an issue of Kinyan and Tani. What happened? We know there are two parts to every Kinyan. There's the Maisa Kinyan, the physical action, the Zun, the transfer of Rishus, and the Chalosa Kinyan. And you can separate the two. For example, I could give a woman a ring and say, you are married to me in 30 days. So the mice of Kenyan I did on day one. The chalos, the effects of the Kenyan, I'm only married in 30 days from now. So that's you just split. The mice of Kenyan and the chalos of Kenyan, the effects of the Kenyan. What happens after the Kenyan are two questions. Number one, what if you do a mice of Kenyan on Erev Shabbos with the chalos of Kenyan on Shabbos? So I do the physical act, I give it to you. I think it's only going to be tomorrow on Shabbos. And you do the other way. You do the mice of Kenyan on Shabbos. What happens? Oh, so this is totally separate from our Gemara. We answered the question, that was totally separate part two. Right, so let's say that's what he said. Let's see this stuff again, sorry, line 5. Chayn, but my Zekai B'lenin going to be Shabbos. In Mocha lo chayn tes be'erev Shabbos, Timothy is called the Kesef. I sold you something on Friday. The Omar, Tikna lo chol Mocha. That's getting himself in trouble. But he says, you know, be quiet tomorrow. Did the Shabbos Nigmar on Kenyan? Hello, the Kenyan on Shabbos. The chayma, or he says, we'll talk about that case. We'll just read it on the Sunday. Chayma, hello, Erev Shabbos, or he sells us something. Erev Shabbos, the name Ashav, the Tznayt Yazak Achlakah. What if I sell it to you on Friday retroactively, so that when the Kiyum Hatznayt, let's say, this is yours from now as long as it rains tomorrow, and it rains tomorrow on Shabbos, so the halos goes back to Friday, but the trigger, the halakha trigger was on Shabbos. Say that the halos should be back on Friday. That's a more complicated case. Let's stick with the first one. Right, the mice came on Friday, and halos came on Shabbos. And so what about that case? So the end of line 9, the 8th one was the Bishnei Mutter. Number one, I should say Mutter, maybe. The Barisha or Nina Osa, mice of Shabbos. Oh, let me ask when Nigmar this Friday. Nothing happened on Shabbos. I did the mice on Friday. The same thing, okay, I'm not going to, we don't have to know that. End of line 12, oh, the Bishnei Mutter. Or, maybe it's a problem. Why? That comes from the Gemara Kenyan. The halos Kenyan happened on Shabbos. Maybe that was included in the Zeres Rabbanan. So he says, he has that suffix, and he's no tail last, sir. He's no tail last, sir. That is the suffix of Rishkidei. So you tell me, what's the, how could we at least formulate this issue? I mean, what should be the din? Should it be out there? Should it not be out there?
Oh.
So it's possible, the way the Achronim try to say it, is that maybe it's probably on our 2 days of Rashi. No, Rukinegar doesn't formulate it like this. But if you say it's all based on the first day of Rashi, like Hosam Rishus L'Rishus, so what if you didn't do anything? The actual Hosam Rishus L'Rishus happened on Shabbos. I don't know what he was saying in the second case, but I lost the trigger. But either way, so that'll be a problem. But my thing is, you see the second day of Rashi, it's all about Zeres and Yechol. There's nothing inherently wrong. It's just Zera Asu. So then maybe, as long as your physical action is finished on Friday, then maybe we say there's nothing wrong with it. Because there's nothing that's going to get yourself a halos kinyan. It happened by itself. So it could be that suffix is what's behind the rock might be behind the behavior suffix. It comes up at your attention towards the Shabbos that you want to get the hummus to the guy on Shabbos. That's Erev Pesach. You want to do the mice kinyan on Erev Shabbos. So that's all thing. If it's mother, it's not a lot of problems. This way it's nice, if you gave it because it's not ours, and it's the whole mess. But anyway, so that's the subject of Rishon Eger and the Primoshe, and the other acronyms. When the Primoshe say maybe it's probably on the two issues of Rashi. So there's one, although Hosafa, that Rashi has a Frank, adds on Rishon Eger. He adds from a number of sources that seem to be against Rishon Eger. You know, Rishon Eger at the end seems to answer. Jesus thinks have a halos opinion on Shabbos is a problem, even though the Bible was done before him. He quotes three sources. I gave you one of them inside. But he quotes three sources where it seems to be that halos opinion on Shabbos is okay, as long as the Maitre opinion was earlier. Number one, he quotes a Mishnah in Shabbos, and of course, I'm fast, which I didn't give you, but I'm sorry, it's a Gemara, not a Mishnah. He talks about somebody being Matzis or carbon Pesach on Shabbos. It seems to say it's not a problem. The matzis are carbon pesach on Shabbos, and Nora doesn't seem to be bothered. So, but I'm sorry, matzis on Erev Shabbos to be chal on Shabbos. go through this complicated Gemara, but that's what his thought of the Gemara is that there was a Maisa Kinyan beforehand and a Halakha Kinyan on Shabbos by his Master Shabbat. Case number one. Case number two, I'm trying to find the thread of commonality between all these cases. If we're on Yavamas on Father Gimel, same time I'll just say the Gemara out in 30 out 5. Rabbi Yanai used to have a sharecropper who always used to bring him a basket of fruit on every Arab Shabbos. So one Friday he was running late. He was waiting and waiting and waiting, and the sheriff didn't bring the fruit. He doesn't get the fruit. He must be markers his truma and mice before him. He could eat it on Shabbos. This guy's not here. So he takes some of his fruit of his house, also shakal, ephah, mitari, the base, and he says, this should be miser on what he's going to bring you. And the way that the Rishon can understand that is that he's saying the whole declaration now, but it's only going to have halos when the sharecropper brings the fruit. But that's when he has the fruit in his possession, and then the miser is going to be halos. So we know there's an instance to do afrasa, you would be, that is something that's about to be mafrish, you're going to stock in it, but even so, maybe it's kind of a tinge to the coin of the lazy. So the mafrish to cover in Pesach was okay to have a miser kinyan on Erev Shabbos and a halos kinyan on Shabbos, being mafrish with the miserus, and the Yerushalmi, he spoke Yerushalmi also as being mafrish. So how do you get out of all these cases? So the Harsi has a beautiful idea to explain all of these cases, the Hadamashra. One shelf proof he explains all the cases. He says, usually when a kinyan is offered on Shabbos and Yom Kippur, we'll read it inside a minute, it's offered both for the Kona and for the Machaneh. Right, both parties involved are active, and they are included in the Issa D'Rabbanan. But if you have a Maisa Kinyan on Friday and a Chalosha Kinyan on Shabbos, suggest to see that's a praying. On Friday, the machaneh, the giver, is out of the picture. He did his Maisa Kinyan, he gave it to you. It's out of his rishus. The only thing that's left is kinesa to the rishus of the other party. So what did Rabbi Kavya Eger mean when he said it's usher to have a Maisa Kinyan on Erev Shabbos and a Chalosha Kinyan on Shabbos? It was only usher mitzvah the koneh, the one who's getting it. But the machaneh is ready out of the picture for Friday. The giver is ready out of the picture. The acquirer only gets it on Shabbos. Boom! That's why it's awesome. That's what Rabbi Kavya Eger really meant, says the Harsi. That the only problematic person involved is the acquirer, not the giver. So the giver's out of the picture by the Maisa Kinyan on Friday. Another thing that says a Frank, in all these cases, there is no acquirer. You're going to get to the Beit HaMikdash. You're giving it to the Shevet of Levi, Machrish, Machis, to the Pesach. So in all these cases, the only potential problem of having the Maisa Kinyan on Friday and the Chalos Kinyan on Shabbos is the Kona. There is no Kona. You're going to say the Beit HaMikdash is also the Beit HaMikdash to be Kona? There's no individual. So that's why. It's beautiful. All these cases are cases where there is no Kona. That's what he says. The eighth, the last one on page 12. The eighth of the Chalos Kinyan meets Chiva. But so, not to be named by the Shabbos, if everything happens on Shabbos, the Chia Gavi is just a shmuz, our mach nebi ala kone. Ma she'en kein, shakini not to the Erev Shabbos, I'm not sure for the Shabbos, gave one to us. Again, it's not book, but it's possible to say, the eight is a shmuz ela al ha kone. It's possible that what the Kivayger meant was that it's only also on a kone. So the Gavi ha mach ne, oh, you're going to be kovalach of the Raisa. Right, I'm allowed to start Nidah Raisa. I'm allowed to start any malacha on Friday, and it can be Nigmar on Shabbos. There is no, the only way I could violate this is a rice on Shabbos is if I act on Shabbos. I could turn on my dishwasher on Friday and I could be going on Shabbos. That's your Rabbana. Option also. But I could start anything on Friday. We talked to my folks at Jordan Bifillo. We say we are not in the soup on Jesus' table. So I could start anything on Friday, it could be keep going on Shabbos. So, he says, what? Yes, it's your Rabbana. You're not smart. There's no way to do a rice though. What? You can't violate Bichul de Oraisa except if you do an act on Shabbos. It's Bichul de Rabbana, the Shiyah Sar HaSemana. But again, you can't violate. That's a rule of thumb. You can't violate this de Oraisa. Okay, there are a lot of Bichul de Rabbana. But, so he says, the Mach is out of the picture. Only the Kohen is in the picture. That's what he says. We'll see that, line 10. Nemar, the Gam Ela Ha'usa Mahakon Be'er Shabbos. Even those who after Maisa Kinyan Erev Shabbos, Bichul on Shabbos, he only said that if the Kohen is doing an Isser. But if it's the Beit HaMikdash, or if it's Sheva Levi, or Sheva the Sheva Kahuna, line 15, I hope a Masish, or Masish, who is a Maitreus. The Lo Yitzuyer Ki Agavne Isser Shvush Mitzad HaZochet. He ain't had Isser Kahal. Now that's why how all these Gemaras can fit into Rabbi Kavya Eger. Again, this was the second part. We have the subject of Rabbi Yehuda, which then maybe is totally on the 2 days of Rashi. We have the Harshi's question of what do we do with all these Gemaras about Makas and Makas, etc. All those things to say that you can have a Mice opinion on Erev Shabbos, and you're allowed to have the Chalos opinion on Shabbos. If you think it's Usher, maybe there's a difference, because usually it's Usher, the Makas, and the Kona. Rabbi Yehuda only meant to say that it was Usher inside the Kona, because the Makas had a picture on Friday, but in these cases, there is no Kona. Therefore, it was never included in the Israel line. Right.
There's no
issue with the Kona. Oh. Right. It's an Isser. First, it's called a Chai Bifa.
Right.
Right. So even if you're going to this Lumbus, then it wouldn't be a problem to do that. If you assume that it's usually a problem. You know, like Ripsy Day. Okay. Good. Like I said, I promise I would do it. So I have to keep my promise. It's a 2 minute. It'll be a beautiful idea. Yeah, we said, I said it last year's shulis in the shul. So I am repeating myself. I'll be on record. I know this. So I still got to see him on the Dafyoni, but it's a beautiful thing. Just a physical and Talmud Torah. The Chazak HaMishnah says, Mayim Genuvim Yimtachu. My stolen waters are seeded. And the Chazak Sofer is quoted to have said, refers to Talmud Torah. We know Torah is compared to Mayim. Mayim flows down. Torah flows down to the humble people. So my stolen Torah is sweetest. What's the stolen Torah? Now let us see. I'm quoted the Tshuva Tarif. That if you steal a favor, you can't learn from it. It's a mitzvah of Avera. So what does it mean, stolen Torah is the sweetest? So the one explanation that were the Shabbos, one of the questions that were asked, and after him is Kabati Yitzim Torah. So usually that's what it says. Kabati Yitzim is, did you set aside time for Torah? But if you're looking at Pusik and Malachi, maybe we could add another explanation that could get an additional level of interpretation. But it says in Parashat Malachi that Hayikva Adam Elokim, could a person be Kodeya from Hashem, the Amarke Bemekva Nucha, and you're saying you weren't Kodeya me. Rashi is saying there, Rashi quote, Pirshu Chazal Washim Yuzayla. Keva could also mean Yuzayla, stealing. Rebuking Bnei Yisrael, saying you're stealing animals. Right, so you call them okay, and they're really my animals. You're bringing them for carbono. So I believe you think I do they accept these carbonos? You're stealing them. They think Keva is watching Zeva from that place. So Kavati eats them on Torah. I didn't know this was being said something. You steal time for Torah. Time that you aren't supposed to be learning. Time that was supposed to be doing other things. A lot of time we're supposed to be learning. Excuse me, come on, Rabbi gets it here. I'm gonna walk out. No, pretty good. But it's up in the early in the morning, late at night. Kavati eats them on Torah. You steal time for Torah. Oh, mind to do when you talk. Stolen water is the sweetest. Ron Sofer says, at times when we're not supposed to be running, when we feel 2 minutes here, 2 minutes there, and wait, if we work on the 96th floor, the elevator's going up and it's on 42, so what do? I just stare at the numbers. Stare at the numbers. I have a little mixer in my pocket. These are minutes that we can feel. Mind can do the Nimtaku. For some of you, after Mount Torah, you know, we're still close to Kabbalah Torah. We have to try to keep the fire going within us over the hot summer, but we have to keep it going. And so then we'd all be zochet to continue with Kabbalah Torah.
Sure.
Then next week will be the last year for this round. Okay, but that's some Shabbos. We'll have continuing Havdalah.